From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting after a meeting with Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang in Hanoi. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's seeking a two-way trade with Vietnam that will benefit both countries. He adds that we just had a great discussion about American goods and services coming into Vietnam. Two-way street. Trump also addressed the escalating nuclear crisis with North Korea.
As I said in my speech to the Republic of Korea's National Assembly, all responsible nations must act now to ensure that North Korea's rogue regime stops threatening the world with unthinkable loss of life.
And Mr. Trump was asked about being friends with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Strange things happen in life. That might be a strange thing to happen, but it's certainly a possibility. If that did happen, it would be a good thing for, I can tell you, for North Korea. But it would also be good for lots of other places, and it would be good for the world. So certainly it is something that could happen. I don't know that it will, but it would be very, very nice if it did.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy visiting Catalonia, his first since Madrid imposed direct rule on the region. His visit to Barcelona comes a day after Catalonia's battered independence movement staged a massive protest in the city demanding the release of jailed leaders and recognition of a separate Catalan republic. Ousted President Carles Puigdemont continuing to rally Catalonians.
We need you very active. We want to feel your voice, both those of us in Brussels and those in prison. Thank you very much.
Analysts fear that there could be some radical activists as a result. This is VOA News. The leaders of Tanzania and Uganda have criticized a plan by the International Criminal Court to investigate alleged human rights abuses in Burundi. Burundi's government said it will not cooperate with the ICC, which has no right to conduct such an investigation of Burundi. It recently withdrew from the ICC charter. Lebanon President Michel Aoun on Saturday called for Saudi Arabia to explain why Saad Hariri has yet to return to his country a week after the prime minister resigned unexpectedly during a visit to Riyadh. Saad Hariri has yet to formally accept, I should say, Aoun has yet to formally accept Hariri's resignation. He said he and French President Emmanuel Macron had spoken Saturday about the latest developments in the curious case. Later Saturday, Hariri was seen attending a welcome reception for the Saudi King Salman at Riyadh's airport. For the first time, a museum in Australia is telling the stories of the massacres by colonists of indigenous people from an Aboriginal perspective. It is thought thousands of First Nation people were murdered by white settlers up until the 1940s, but much of that history has yet to be uncovered. We get more from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Near the city of Portland is the site of the oldest known massacre of indigenous people in the Australian state of Victoria. There was tension in the early 1830s between European settlers who'd set up a whaling station and a local Aboriginal tribe over a whale carcass. The precise details of the confrontation have been hard to establish, but between 60 to 200 First Nation people were murdered in what's known as the Convincing Ground Massacre. The killings are part of a series of stories being told in a new exhibition at the Melbourne Museum. Called Black Day, Sun Rises, Blood Runs, the multimedia show is included in the museum's Bundjilica Aboriginal Cultural Centre. The stories are told by indigenous people who've been filmed at the sites of several massacres.
In Cambodia, one of Asia's poorest countries, the rapid improvement in internet connectivity and availability of affordable smartphones has allowed 15 million urban and rural inhabitants to gain access to mobile internet and social media. This actually provides relatively free communications and independent non-government sources of information. However, some tech-savvy Cambodian activists began to harness the internet to foster social change years ago. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.